Everybody knows I usually like to stay on topic with the shmooze. It's very, to be honest, the shmoozen are pretty well thought out. What's supposed to go where and what's supposed to go when, but I just came from a member of our family, the Adaras HaTorah Mishpacha. Even if you don't know, our dear friend Kobi Koltai, who's a alumni of the yeshiva, but he's part of our mishpacha. And I went to pay a shiva call to be Menachem Avelim over there. And I felt that what I heard was far more important than what I have to say. So we'll see if we get to what I wanted to talk about today. But I first would like to talk about Elazar Yitzchak Koltai Zatzal. 13 years old. And I mentioned on Sunday something that I felt, but I didn't know. Something I felt strongly, which is that if you scratch and you look about these 45 neshamas, you will find things that are amazing about them. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in his cosmic plan that we cannot understand, handpicks tikkunim for the generation. We don't understand why or how, but we understand when big things are taking place. And everybody here understands that something very big took place for Klal Yisrael. A big blow and a big tikkun for the entire nation of Klal Yisrael. And this Elazar was the type of boy that at the Shiva house a couple days ago, three garbage men came into the Shiva house. No one understood what they're doing there, what they have to do with the family. No one recognized them, Bichlal. Turned out that these are the garbage men who cleaned that street. And he was machbid every morning to thank them and wish them a good day. This is a boy who went on the first day of school. He went into school and then he ran back out crying. Doesn't want to go. Loved learning. He said, I'm nervous that I could hurt someone's feeling. Everyone wants to sit next to me. And I feel like any seat I pick, I'm going to hurt another yid. This is a boy who heard that Rav Chaim Kanievsky does not like short sleeve shirts. And he told his mother, Mom, I'm done with short sleeve shirts. He said, I'll save you a few. He said, you can save me as many as you want, but I'm not wearing any of them. Rav Chaim doesn't like short sleeve shirts. This is a boy who was machbid, 13 years old, Rabosai. He had heard about the Beis Yosef of putting on your tefillin outside of shul. He was machbid to put on his tefillin in his house, and he was also machbid not to talk in his tefillin. And every day he would travel to the shul, not speaking, but having been mekayim, the halacha of putting on your tefillin in your house and going to shul, the way it says in the Beis Yosef. This is a boy who somebody came in, a father crying, saying that his son was bullied and that this Eliezer Yitzchak saved him. He built him up. He took care of him and he changed his image in the cheder. This is a boy who finished Shas Mishnayos for his bar mitzvah, but really finished it. This is a boy who this past Sunday already had cooked food, everything was prepared for a big siyum on Maseches Sukkah. This makes sense. This is chizuk, Rabosai. We don't understand, but this is a carbon that's tamim, Lashem. Kulach yafer rayasi, mum ein bach. Not a blemish. This is a boy who also skydived, who also tried to build a car with the motor of the washing machine in his house. He knew how to have fun. He was a real kid. This is a boy who loved Lego and then one day decided to take all of his Lego, made a gigantic box of Lego, a big box, put all the rest of the Lego in, sealed it up and said, I'm a bacher now, I'm done with Lego. Kobe mentioned to me that they thought they were going to have a siyum this Sunday night. But his machshava was that now he's with all the bar papas in Shamayim, making the siyum with them. And I told Kobe, I'm not so sure, because it could be that he's above the bar papas. We don't know. Maybe he's way above. We don't know who's going to be at that siyum. I'm sure the bar papas are invited. Big neshama. And Kobe told me the last time he saw his brother flew in for a bris for him, and he said this is the most painful thing he thinks about, is that the last time he saw him, they said, Kishem shenichnas lebris, ken yichanes letorah lechupa lemasim tovim. And he told me, and I'm giving this over to you, this is mussar that's worth a lot more than I could give you. This is from Kobe Koltai, an alumnus of the yeshiva and someone who finished, the last time I was in his house in Har Nof, he had finished Shas Bavli, one of the Bachrim in our yeshiva. Finished Shas Bavli, last time I was in his house. And he said, he keeps thinking about Kishem Shenichnas Labris, Ken Yikanis, Latorah, Chuppah, Masim Tovim. We just assume you go from Torah to Chuppah to Masim Tovim. But this is obviously something that we need. It's obviously something that we need to experience. They called him a Kadosh Mirechem. It seemed like he was a holy child from the beginning. You could see the shine on his face. You could also see that on Purim he had a great time. But they weren't surprised that this was the type of carbon. The family's not surprised that Bar Yaelim picked this carbon tamim. They weren't surprised about that. They're surprised about all the pain and the loss, which is too enormous to bear. But they're not surprised that HaKadosh Baruch Hu picked him from the Yechidei Skula of the generation. And that's a chizuk to us. We don't know why things happen, but you're allowed to sense and feel be'emunah shlema that we're all in good hands, that the Ribbono Shel Olam is watching over his nation, that he has everything figured out, that he's moving Klal Yisrael towards Mashiach, and we have to try to respond accordingly. We have to grow. We have to connect. We have to realize that it's a gift to get to Torah, it's a gift to get to Chuppah, it's a gift to get to Ma'asim Tovim. We have to live more. We have to stop being petty. Everyone can come in. It started early. We have to stop being petty. We have to start realizing what's important. This boy was like us. He skydived. I wouldn't have the guts to do that. He knew how to experience life. He knew how to have fun. But he knew how to be real. He knew how to care about his friends. How to care about other people. How to be sensitive. He cared so much about cleanliness of the streets. The mayor came. And they said to the mayor, you know, our son really liked you. He says, you really cleaned up Yerushalayim. And it meant a lot to him how much you clean this place. The reason he liked cleanliness, my friends, is because he was clean. He was Naki Legamre. And after spending time at the Shiva house, I couldn't keep this gift that I got of hearing all this to myself And that's why I wanted to start the Shmuz with these Divrei Chizuk. And our hope is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaMakom, only the Makom, only Borei Olam, can be Menachem, these Avelei Tzion B'Yerushalayim, only Borei Olam knows how to do that. We don't know how, but Borei Olam, who knows how to be Menachem, the bracha we give, we don't realize what we're saying. We're saying to the Avelim, we can't help you. We don't know how someone could be comforted, but there's a Borei Olam, and he knows how to take care of you. And our bracha is that bracha that Amakom Yenachem Eschem, B'Sok Shar Avelei Tzion, B'Yerushalayim.